I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. At this hour, Colchester police are still searching for a suspect charged with shooting another man yesterday morning. Police say 29-year-old Patrick J. Bombard of Williston is armed and dangerous. Bombard is charged with attempted second-degree murder for allegedly shooting another man twice during an argument yesterday at an apartment across the street from St. Michael's College. For the latest on the search, we're joined this afternoon by Detective Sergeant James Roy with Colchester Police. Sergeant, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Good afternoon.
So are there any developments in the hunt for Mr. Bombard as of this afternoon?
We have been working diligently in trying to locate him. Between us and our federal partners, we have checked several residences in the area and also in New York State, and nothing has turned up at this point in time.
So it sounds like the search has gotten a little bit bigger than it might have been 24 hours ago. Any idea where he's headed?
No idea, and no real idea that he is headed out of the area.
Police have said that Bombard's behavior had become increasingly erratic, in your words, in the last 6 months or so. Can you help us understand exactly what that means here?
What we mean by that is, in talking with individuals who know Mr. Bombard or have some involvement with this incident, in one way or another, have described his behavior as being more erratic than usual. They just feel that he has just been acting differently.
I guess the real question is there a reason to believe he still poses a danger to the public being on the loose right now?
I would say yes. While this was a directed incident at a particular individual, his state of mind, what took place in this shooting yesterday, and the fact that he hasn't turned himself in, that he's still out there in the public, the weapon hasn't been recovered. Our concern would be not necessarily for all citizens, but perhaps someone who came in contact with him, or if he felt cornered, or if he was approached by someone. Certainly no way to predict how he would act.
Sergeant, something struck me as a little strange about this case when I was reading about it. There was a 911 call that there'd been a shooting yesterday morning. Cops show up at the apartment, but then the victim in the shooting doesn't let cops into the apartment after he'd just been shot, so then you guys have to go get a warrant in order to get in there. Could you help us understand exactly what this is all about?
At this point in time, it was more appropriate for us to obtain the search warrant. The rules around searching, having a search warrant versus consent searches, are very different. A consent search requires someone being there, that person giving the consent. They have to be there to tell us to stop if they choose. And with the circumstances of him going to the hospital and the other person in the residence also going to the hospital, it was appropriate to obtain a search warrant.
I guess the nature of my question is, it sounded as though they were not cooperating with the investigation, even though one of these people had just been shot. Am I misunderstanding the situation?
Whether or not they shared all information that they may or may not have about this incident, I wouldn't want to speculate at this time while we're still investigating.
Sergeant, do you have any evidence to suggest a motive for this shooting right now?
Certainly there have been implications that there was an argument. There have been implications that perhaps drugs could be involved. But again, this is still an ongoing investigation, and to say definitively at this point in time would not be appropriate.
We've been talking with Detective Sergeant James Roy of the Colchester Police Department. Authorities are still hunting for 29-year-old Patrick J. Bombard of Williston. Bombard is charged with attempted second-degree murder, and police say he is armed and dangerous. Sergeant, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.